ABC Radio Australia.
New Caledonia's main pro-independence coalition has boycotted talks with France's overseas minister, who is visiting the territory this week. It comes as Manuel Valls attempts to salvage the Bouzy-Val Accord, a draft agreement signed last month that the FLNKS have since rejected. As Finau Fonua reports, Manuel Valls has been holding bilateral talks in the hopes of translating the Bouzy-Val Accord into legislation.
Earlier this week, France's overseas minister Manuel Valls expressed his disappointment that the Bougainville Accord had been rejected. The accord is a draft agreement signed last month between pro-independence and French loyalist parties that would allow for the creation of a state of New Caledonia that would have more autonomy over its affairs and own citizenship. But Island's business correspondent Nick McClellan says the largest pro-independence party, Union Caledonienne, opposes the deal because they view it as being designed specifically to get New Caledonia off the UN's decolonization list.
Overseas Minister Valls held bilateral meetings with all the different parliamentary groups, the FLNKS did meet with him bilaterally, but they came out stressing that they did not accept the basic framework that's being proposed. Dominique Fucci, who's Secretary General of the largest independence party, Union Caledonienne, said that the Bougival Agreement is incompatible with the right to self-determination, and it represents France's desire to remove New Caledonia from the list of countries to be decolonized.
But there's division amongst the pro-independence groups. Some believe the accord is a stepping stone to independence. Party of Connacht Liberation spokesperson Judicole Sellafin says they haven't been swayed by the FLNKS's hardline position.
There's always been division within the FLNKS between parties. Today, the division is not on the objective. It's the route specifically that has been taken towards independence that the FLNKS is not happy about.
Valls has spent the week in this divided landscape, attempting to hold bilateral talks with pro-independence parties to try and find a way to make the Bougainville Accord work. McClellan says the FLNKS has boycotted the discussions.
He called together a meeting of a negotiating committee to look at the text of the agreement signed in July in Bougival in France. But the FLNKS, the main independence coalition, didn't join in that meeting. And so you can see some pro-independence forces were there, others were not. And that's a reflection about concerns about the way this agreement has to be translated into law.
Last month, when the draft agreement was originally signed, many New Caledonian locals were relieved that there had been progress made after the French territory was wrecked by violence last year, leaving the economy in shambles. University of New Caledonia Professor Selafinau Gumatal says many people are now disappointed that talks have been stalled, exhausted by months of political and ethnic tensions.
It's sad. I'm not happy about it. I think they are mistaken in doing it, because when they said that it doesn't guarantee, you know, the respect of Kanak identity and self-determination, it doesn't end self-determination. It just changes the modalities of the way that self-determination is exercised. So I do believe they are mistaken in rejecting it, and I deplore the fact that they are rejecting.
Today, Manuel Valls is set to continue talks with New Caledonia's political factions and is scheduled to fly back to France tomorrow. McClellan says Valls' mission this week to salvage the Bougainville Accord faces an uphill battle.
The stumbling block in all of this, and it's recognised by most parties, including, I think, the French government, is that there needs to be an agreement of all major political forces. During the negotiations this week, around the table, the vast majority of parliamentary groups, 5 out of 6 parliamentary groups, were represented at the talks. But coming out of that meeting, even parties opposed to independence recognise that there are problems in the way forward. Milakula Tukamuli, who's leader of Ewe Oceanien. They're anti-independence, but certainly want a peaceful transition forward. He said, after meeting with Thales, that an agreement without the FLNKS has never existed in the history of New Caledonia, going back 40 or 50 years. And we can't impose things or try to do things without consensus.
That was Islands business reporter Nick McClellan speaking there.